Blog Talk Radio.
Because the Wonderful One is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
and he is our defense. Amen. Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian internet ministry that is worldwide, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and all over the world. And we also meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. The Lord has been just marvelous with us the entire time. He has taken us through many battles, through many storms. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Bill. And everything is working just the way it's supposed to. Amen. God is in control. Why? Because we gave control to him. And we follow him into battle. And he teaches our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Amen. I am very, very happy and pleased to announce that we had a very, very successful prayer encounter. We had a prayer meeting on Monday. Yeah, that was Monday, in our Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for all the saints that joined us. It was just absolutely thrilling to participate. And those of you who didn't have the opportunity, you should go to the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and scroll up, and you can see all the entries, all your brothers and sisters placed in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room doing the prayer meeting. It was a powerful prayer meeting, and the Lord loved it. Amen. And I want to thank everyone for participating, even if you had to come up and leave and go back and do something else and maybe come back later. It didn't matter, as long as for some point you joined us and came in agreement. Amen. The Lord is mighty to save, saints. He's mighty to save. And we need to put all of our faith and our trust in him. Amen? Amen. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We invite you to join us in our chat room, which is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's Miracle Internet Church.com. And when the page comes up, we encourage you to click the link that says MIC Radio Chat. That's Miracle Internet Church Radio Chat. MIC Radio Chat. Amen. Amen. And we invite you to go down to the bottom of the page on the left-hand side, in the black, right under the word viewers, and click that link. That circular link looks like it's got a stick in it. And sign in. We just ask that you don't use your email address or your phone number, some personal information like that, and sign in and greet everyone in the name of the Lord. And as you scroll back up from the right-hand side of the page, you'll see all of the people greeting one another in Jesus' name. And we ask that you open a second window, if you're on a computer, and click Archive Sermons. That's right above, if you're looking on the banner, that's right above Chat. It says Archive Sermons. And when that link opens up, scroll down to Upcoming Broadcasts and click that big arrow in the middle of the page, and you'll be able to listen to the entire broadcast through your computer. Now, if you're on an iPhone or an Android cellular device, we encourage you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to type in MiracleInternetChurch.com. When the page comes up, right across the top, you'll see three white lines. Click that, and that's the link that opens up all the other links. Amen. We welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you prefer to listen by phone, you may dial in at area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 1-9-527-6235, and at the prompt, press 1. Amen? That's also our guest call-in number for prayer and praise report. And I hope that all of you that had logged it in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. Now, there are some of you that have contacted Brother Bill about being notified when we're ready to have a prayer meeting, but you have not yet become a member of a Global Prayer Warriors. See, right across the banner it says, become a Global Prayer Warrior. Well, what you need to do is you need to click that link and then do what it says on the page and send it in. Amen? Praise the Lord. Just that simple. Not hard at all. So we want to thank the Lord for you being willing and obedient and wanting to come to battle when he calls us to war. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful to have you all. And our numbers are growing. Our numbers are growing. The Lord is sending warriors to the battlefield. And we want to thank the Lord for that. We want to thank the Lord for that. We have very, very powerful prayer meetings on the air. And God is in control. And he's in the middle of the camp. Amen. So let's go before the Lord in prayer tonight. You know, there's so many things that we have to thank the Lord for, so many things to praise him for. There's no one else like the Lord. There really isn't. And the more you get to know him, the more you develop your own personal relationship with the Lord, the more you should appreciate him. Amen? The more you should appreciate him and his goodness to us. So let's go before the Lord and give him some thanks. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we the people of God, your people, come before you. And we want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness towards us. There is no need that we have that you have not supplied. We may not have found the supply stream yet, but we're on our way and we're about to arrive. We want to thank you for providing every need. When we were in sin, you did not neglect us. You came by to encourage us to follow you. You came by to say, I love you. You came by to say, I'll heal you. You came by to say, I'll deliver you. I'll set you free. Some of us heard you and responded immediately, and others were kind of afraid, not knowing what to expect. But after a while, we realized that there was really only one way to go with you. There were others who ran away, but we didn't. We showed up. We said, well, if he's going to take a chance on me, I guess I'll go along with it. So, Father, we thank you for coming to rescue us out of the fires of hell, because that's where we were headed. And we thought we were doing a great thing doing it, but we soon learned that you have better ways and you have higher paths. So we thank you, Lord, that you didn't leave us out there wandering around trying to figure it all out by ourselves. You came alongside, and you helped us to find you. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ and his entire life that he gave on the cross for our sins, that we might have an opportunity to get to know you and to serve you and to love you and to trust you and to depend on you and to walk with you. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you, Lord, for every time we fell over and we did something backward again, and you forgave us and picked us up, brushed us off, and said, come on now, let's go. We want to thank you. Condemn us. You helped us out of our failures, and you helped us to learn. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for the wall of fire protection that you place around your people, just like you did for the Israelites when they were coming out of Egypt. As we were coming out of the world, Lord, you wrapped us in your protection. And you place your very self, your glory, right in the midst of us. We want to thank you for the angels. Jesus said he could have called legions of angels and you would have sent them. But he decided that he would go all the way with you. He would go through to the end, and he would trust you to the end. You call us to do the same. Thank you for that. Amen. Thank you for that. We want to thank you, Lord, that Jesus didn't decide to stay in the grave and say, okay, that's about enough. No. You lifted him from the grave. You released him from the grave. And you won't leave us there either. If our time should come that we should die and go the way others have gone before us, you won't leave us there either. You'll come get us. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you that we can face death unafraid, because we know where we're going, and we know whom we're going to. And just as we're learning not to fear death, we're learning not to fear living either. Because Jesus explained to us that we were going to be persecuted just as he was. But don't fear, because he had overcome the world, and the overcomer lives in us. And that when we overcome, we get a crown. So we want to thank you, Lord, that there's nothing about our lives that you've overlooked, nothing that you've left undone, no trial that you don't have the answer or solution to. We want to thank you, Lord, for helping us to learn to trust you in times of trouble. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor, Lord. You even gave us armor to wear. Armor to wear. You gave us your armor. Armor we can depend on because it came from you. We want to thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, because you are our strength, Lord. Your joy is our strength. We want to thank you, Lord, because you allow us to cast all of our cares upon you, because you care about us. You allow us to walk in divine health. You heal our diseases, because by the stripes of Jesus Christ, by his blood stripes, we have been healed. We want to thank you. And we want to thank you that now that you've gotten us all dressed for war, take us into battle. And you teach us how to fight, and you teach us how to win. You teach us how to overcome. We want to thank you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, and we cancel all demonic assignments, devices, and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We come out of agreement with Satan and all of his agents and all of his wicked plans and devices. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland in Jesus' name. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attack. Every single source of every witchcraft attack is bound in Jesus' name. Because you said, Lord, whatever we bind on earth, you bound in the heavenly. Thank you. And we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporting demons, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all trafficking technology demons, Leviathan, Kundalini, all water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, all seducing, womanizing, drone devils, all whoredom spirits, all voices of the stranger, all hypnotic and trance devils. We bind them and their attacks in Jesus' name. Every devil that comes to attack us in the night, we bind the demons, we bind the attacks in Jesus' name. Every spirit that would come to harass us and annoy us and torment us, we bind the demons and we bind their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent, the real reason they're being sinned against us. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magician. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu practices, Indian practices, African voodoo practices, all kinds of wickedness we bind in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the heads of the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our cultures. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, impulsivity in Jesus' name. Every demonic dedication, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the rituals that were done for the dedication, and we bind them. We put them in the cage, and we send them to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Turn to the sender in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. If you're one of those people that they did a ceremony, a ritual, to dedicate you to the devil, I bind that and I break you free from that in Jesus' name. Cough that thing out in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough. Cough it out now in the name of Jesus. If you've ever been dedicated to the devil, usually by some family member or someone close to you, we break that power. We break that chain. We destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the cage and we set the captive free in Jesus' name. Cough that out. Cough it out. Cough it out. It's not yours. You don't want it. It wasn't your idea. They didn't ask your opinion. Neither did they ask your permission. Cough that out. It's not of your free will. You've been set free from the works of the enemy in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse demons and all of their ritualistic abuse in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. We place all of these agents under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. Lord, where any of these things have happened to us, we ask you to wrap the blood stripes around us right there. And we thank you. We receive our healing in Jesus' name. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New Age movement and the New World Order in Jesus' name. We bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride. We bind you all in Jesus' name, and we bind your wicked works in the name of Jesus. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind every chicken sacrifice all over the world in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form, type, order, and rank of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, we bind you in your work, and we blind you and deafen you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all fear, all combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Every person coming to participate, we bind your temptations to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Python, Basilic, Molech, and we chain them with the eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, dreams where we are afflicted sexually. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Dreams where we harassed and chased and tormented. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations, counterattacks of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalk, harassment, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control, trauma, and altars in Jesus' name. According to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Yes, the Lord lifts up a standard against him. Against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Amen. Amen. And amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for every single person who's in authority, and for all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, Lord, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemy, and your right hand shall save us. And, Father, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we cut ourselves free from every ungodly silver cord, garland, ley line, ungodly soul tie, attachments, covenants, agreements, consents, vows, pledges, pacts, league, every single thing, any form of agreement at all with the demonic realm. We circumcise ourselves from it. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we pull down walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, nanotechnology, sorcerers, electromagnetic warfare in Jesus' name. We pull down all of their protections in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind their wicked works in the name of Jesus. We bind their wickedness. We bind their evil. We bind their pursuit of evil in Jesus' name. And we break the power. We break the power of every curse, hex, vex, spell, love spells, charms, fetishes, all psychic warfare in our prayers and our thoughts, all witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, all mind control, brain frequency meditation, jinxes, potions, bewitchments, torment, pain, sickness, death, destruction, all psychic warfare and psychic powers being used against us, all incense and candle burning, all ungodly blessings, hoodoo, crystals, woot work, incantations, tribal rituals, and sin used against the people of God. We bind it and we return it wherever it came from in the name of Jesus. We bind every demon that has followed us from anywhere we have gone in the name of Jesus Christ. We put you into the cage and we send you to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We thank you, Lord, that we and all of our property and all that pertains to our life is under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even our vehicles are fit for the road under the blood of Jesus. We take authority and dominion over animals and demons and witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamans, so that they do not cross our path in Jesus' name on the road. We thank you, Lord, that you've dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us. We thank you for your love, for your goodness. We give you praise. We pull out every fiery dart, every pin, every needle, every spear sent to us by the enemy, and we boomerang it back where it came from in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. And we bless your holy name. Well, saints, in case you don't know, the Lord loves you. Yes, he does. The Lord loves you, and he has not forgotten about your case, whatever your case may be. He's not deaf. He can hear you. But sometimes we need to come to grips with the truth about who the Lord is. Sometimes we have some unbelief Why? Well, sometimes we've forgotten something that the Lord's already tried to teach us. We thought we had it down, but when the battle comes, we see that we got places where we have what we call chinks in our armor, places where we let something slip. So tonight, we're going to talk about this. The Lord is our defense. You know, when you go into battle, you got to have a defense. You got to have a defense strategy. And the Lord is our defense, and he is our defense strategy. You'll find out as you read the Old Testament that he always had a strategy for the righteous to overcome the wicked. And it's no different now. He's our strategy because he is our defense. You say, well, I'm used to these devils coming at me. Well, you still need a defense. Everybody that's in Christ does. He's the one who guards us against attack, harm, or danger. He is our resource for protection. He's our system for being defended. He is our support. He's our vindicator. He's our vindicator. He vindicates us. He's the one. Amen? He's the one who stands in the courtroom of heaven on our behalf with argument and contesting what the enemy has brought against us. You see? We're going to go for a second to the book of Job right now. I hadn't planned to do this, but we're going to roll there for a minute. We're good for it. Go to the beginning of the book of Job. We'll find our way through this message. The Lord's in charge. Amen. Job. It's right after the book of Esther. Amen. You see, Job was doing pretty good. He was doing real good, as a matter of fact. And then suddenly one day, Job found himself in a series of great calamities. He was deprived of all his possessions and his children. He had a repulsive disease, and his friends came to see about him. And in Job chapter 1, verse 1, God says the following. There was a man whose name was Job, and he was perfect and upright. He feared God, and he shunned evil. He eschewed evil. Okay? This was a good man. And we've talked about him before. And in verse 6, Satan came before God. And the Lord asked him, where are you coming from? And he said to the Lord, going to and from the earth and walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man that feareth God and hates evil? He eschews evil. And so Satan went to talking back to God. You know, he always has too much to say. He said, well, he doesn't fear you for nothing. You've got a hedge around him. You blessed him. His substance is increased in the land. And so if you put forth your hand, he'll curse you to your face. He'll walk right out on you. He'll quit on you. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, sometimes we go through these fiery trials, saints. They seem to blow up out of nowhere. But the enemy is right behind the appearances. He's trying to steal your faith, if you allow him, and he's trying to kill your stand before the Lord. And he's trying to destroy your life if you allow it. Amen? That's what he's trying to do. So, the Lord our God is a mighty defense in times of trouble. See, Job suddenly found himself in trouble, in distress, and even in danger. But our Lord, he will protect his people and save them when their trust is in him. Now, you know, in the natural saints, we have all these professionals that we call upon to help us with the earthly part of the situation. But our trust can't be in them. Our trust has to actually be in the Lord. We have to trust the Lord to use them on our behalf. Our trust for deliverance, for defense, for protection is actually supposed to be in the Lord himself and in his word. Because he is able to solve. Because he alone is almighty in power, in strength, in authority, in dominion. In Nahum, Nahum's in the Old Testament. And it goes Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum. So, Nahum chapter 1. Nahum chapter 1, beginning with verse 6. Speaking of the Lord, who can stand before his indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. See, a stronghold is like a big fort. And in the day of attack, the day when trouble comes, the day when distress and danger shows its head, this is where you run for protection. And the Lord, he is aware of those that have their trust in him. He knows who they are. No matter how many people are in the world at any given time, the Lord knows those that are trusting him. And he knows those that are trusting in their own abilities to work things out. And saints, we're supposed to be trusting the Lord, not in our own abilities to figure it out, to find somebody else to figure it out, to depend on any other form of protection. We're supposed to depend on the Lord. Our Lord has all authority in every realm that has ever existed, exists now, or ever will exist. Let's go to the book of Revelation. You know where that is. That's all the way at the back. Let's go visit there for a while. See what it has to say about our Lord. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 8, Revelation 4, verse 8, the Bible says that in heaven there are creatures, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. They declare that he's holy. And they refer to him as Lord God Almighty. That would mean he is the master of everything. He is fully God. And he has all might, all power, all dominion, all strength. All that we need, he has and he is. Let's turn to chapter 11, Revelation chapter 11, verse 17. And it says, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and has reigned. He's over everything, everyone, all that is, all that we know about, and all that we have never known about. There is no one else like him. All right? Let's look at chapter 15. Chapter 15. And we're going to verse 3, Revelation chapter 15, verse 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Did you know that he's the King of saints? Well, he is. Go on to the next chapter, chapter 16, verse 7. Chapter 16, verse 7. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. So you see, saints, who he is. And so we should view the Lord that way. We should not at any time think that there is something man can do to outwit, outmaneuver, overpower the righteous. Why? Because the Lord is the protector and defense of the righteous. He possesses ultimate authority. Let's go to the book of Matthew, Matthew 7, verse 29. Matthew chapter 7, verse 29. And the Bible says, for he, speaking of Jesus, taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. He wasn't like those little attendant to the Sanhedrin. He taught as one who knew what he was talking about, knew it was right, it's this way and no other way, and he had authority when he spoke. He wasn't trying to figure it out. He already had it down. He knew what he knew, what he knew, what he knew, and he didn't back up on anything. He had authority. When he spoke it, you could feel it. It impacted you. The words didn't just fly over your head. They went right through you. He spoke as one who had authority. In Mark chapter 1, Mark chapter 1, verse 22. Mark chapter 1, verse 22. And they were astonished at his doctrine. At his teaching. It didn't sound like anything they'd heard before. They were just shocked. For he's somebody who had authority. It wasn't like those scribes that kept trying to tell them, well, you know, what to do. No, he had some power and authority when he spoke. Let's go on down to verse 27. Verse 27, Mark chapter 1, verse 27. And they were all amazed. Insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. See, they've seen these so-called exorcists trying to do something before, but they had never seen it on this light before, the way Jesus did it. He commanded them to come out of people, and they did. So, you see, let's go over to Luke. Luke has something to say. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 36. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? Power. He commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Well, saints, this was God in the flesh talking to them. Amen. They said, with authority and power he commanded. With authority and power he gave command. In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, beginning with verse 26. Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, speaking of Jesus, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also. So what he says about it, what he determines ought to be done, that's what takes place, because he is the Son of Man. That's right. And don't be shocked at this either, for the hour cometh in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Not just the living that are up walking around, those that are in the grave are going to hear from him. Who is like him? There is none anywhere who can be compared to him. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Jesus did miracles all the time. Who's like him? Who do you know that's like him? Amen? In First Chronicles chapter 29. First Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 12. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. So, riches and honor come from him? Yes. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. It's in his hand, no one else's. So who can you find that is like him? Who can you find that can do what he can do? He's Lord over all. Who else is there? In Psalm 62, verse 11. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. It does not say that power belongeth unto Satan and the demons. It says that power belongeth unto God. It starts by saying God has spoken once, twice have I heard it. That power belongeth. It is his personal possession. It belongeth unto God. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Matthew chapter 9. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible. There are things, saints, that mankind cannot do. It's impossible to mankind. But with God, all things are possible. It's a shame that mankind spends time thinking he can outdo, outwit, and outsmart God. How foolish, how perverted, how backward, how wicked. There's a limit to what man can do. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. Amen. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? He releases this exceeding great power to us who believe him. It works by his mighty power. It's not our power, it's his power. And we know where we can find it when we need it. Amen? We should know. In the ministry of Jesus Christ our Lord, he clearly demonstrated the power and authority of our God. He forgave sin. He healed. He did miracles. He himself was risen from the dead, and he raised others from the dead. And he has the keys to prove it. In Revelation chapter 1, keys speak of authority and power. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. I am he that liveth, Jesus says, and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Who else do you know as the keys of hell and of death? Who else? Who else is like him? Who do you know? Who can you cite? In Luke chapter 4, I think we covered this one a little while ago, but we're gonna say it again. In Luke chapter 4, verse 32, they were absolutely astonished. That means jaw-dropping at his doctrine, at his teaching, because his word came with power. It came with power. It wasn't just hot air running out of his mouth. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, New Testament, Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled, overturned principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. He openly demonstrated that he had power over all of them. And he triumphed over them in it. Who is like him? In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22. Who is gone into heaven, speaking of Jesus, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Angels, authorities, powers in the heavenly realm, all of them are being made subject unto him. Who is like him? Who? Listen to his words. Let's hear his word in Mark chapter 13, beginning at verse 24. Mark chapter 13, beginning at verse 24. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Who is like this? Who can compare to him? What mere mortal can do all this? Let's go to chapter 24, beginning with verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For whereas the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Who else can do this? Mere man cannot do that. Who can do these things? Who else has claim to all this? Flesh, humanity, has no might against the power of our God. It's a shame, saints, when we let people intimidate us. We don't really realize who really lives within. Do we really understand? In Psalms chapter 9, beginning with verse 19, Psalms chapter 9, beginning with verse 19, arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Because that's all they, remember when we talked about that all flesh is as grass, that man was made of the dust of the earth. Who is he compared to God Almighty, the Lord God Almighty? What is man? What is man? Isaiah chapter 31. Beginning in verse 1, Isaiah 31, verse 1. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. They run to the world. They haven't been to the throne yet, but they're running to the world first. And stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God. The people of the world are men. They are not God. And their horse is flesh and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is hoping shall fall down. They all shall fail together. Man is no match for God. Man is no match for God at all. And neither is Satan. Followed him. In verse 5, I'll start at the end of verse 4. So shall the Lord of hosts, the Lord God of war, come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof. As birds flying, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending also, he will deliver it, and passing over, he will preserve it. Turn ye unto him. He's the only one that can preserve us. We are sustained, saints, by the power of God, not because we happen to be on earth. Amen. Turn ye unto him, the Bible says. Second Chronicles chapter 32, Old Testament. Second Chronicles chapter 32, beginning at verse 6. And he set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city and spake comfortably to them, saying, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the word. The people rested themselves upon the word. Do we ever rest in the word, saints? Do we do this? Saints, be bold. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Our God alone makes the final decision, not man. Psalm 35, beginning with verse 1. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as the chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yes, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. Who is like our God? Why put your faith and trust in another? Second Chronicles, chapter 25, beginning with verse 5. Second Chronicles, chapter 25, beginning with verse 5. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and made them captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, according to the houses of their fathers, throughout all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them 300,000 choice men, able to go forth to war, that could handle spear and shield. They was bad to the bone. He hired also 100,000 men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But there came a man of God to him, saying, King, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel, to wit, with all the children of Ephraim. But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy. For God has power to help and to cast down. And Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? He's telling him, don't give them money. Don't depend on them. Depend on God. That's what he's saying. And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. Well, Lord, I spent money at this attorney's office and that attorney's office and this doctor's office and this accountant's office and here and there and everywhere. And God say, depend on me. Depend on me. That's what God is saying. Depend on me. Who can stand against the power of God's Spirit, saint? Who can? He brooded over the deep. And when the Lord spoke, it was there. Who can stand against his Spirit? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning in verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not worldly. They're not earthy. But instead, they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Everything that comes against God and bringing into captivity, bound, chained, handcuffed, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Our weapons aren't play weapons. Our weapons are real. They're powerful. They're mighty. And they're stronger than the warfare that's coming against us when we choose to use them in his name. Amen? It's so, saints. And we ought to know it by now. We should know this by now. Saints, the Lord himself is our protection and our defense. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, not a future help. Right now, in the dirty lowdown now, right now, he's our help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be moved and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, tsunami after tsunami after tsunami after tsunami, though the mountains shake and the swelling thereof, volcanic eruptions, so what? He's God. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. He's not late. He's an on-time God. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. So where are you going to put your trust, saint? Where is your trust going to be? Where? Where will your trust be? Psalm 89, beginning with verse 5. 9, beginning with verse 5. Where are you going to place your trust? When the storms of life come raging, what are you going to do? Are you going to stand there and quake and shake and then talk about they're doing that and they're doing this and they're done that and they're doing this. No. You're going to be firmly rooted and grounded in the Lord if you choose to be. If you choose to be, if you choose to give him all of your trust, if you choose to believe his word, if you choose to treat his word as though it's and nothing can change it. Nothing, no one, no decree can change it. You know, there's a place where Job said, the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me. But did not the Lord take him all the way through to the blessing? Didn't he overcome in the end? Didn't he withstand everything that the enemy threw against him? And when it was all said and done, Job was still standing. God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for one, he can do for you. But you see, Job was anchored in the Lord. Job was anchored in the Lord. He wasn't fluctuating. He wasn't swinging back and forth in the breeze. He wasn't vacillating. He was steadfast in the Lord. What about you? When the storms of life come to rage and the threatenings of the enemy are all breathing down your neck, what are you going to do? Choice, you know. Psalm 89, verse 5, and the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. What you mean, hurricane? What do you mean? And when the waves thereof arise, thou stillest. What you mean, hurricane? What you mean, flood? Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine. The all earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Verse 13, thou hast a mighty arm, strong as thy hand, and high as thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. They live with him. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horns shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense. The Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King, who is the King of all kings. You know, we need to reconsider what we've been thinking. We need to reconsider how we've been responding to the enemy. We need to reconsider. 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22, beginning with verse 2. The Lord is my rock. We don't mean like one of those things you find in the backyard and throw at somebody. No, we mean like the Rock of Gibraltar, that kind of rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, and my personal deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield. He is the horn of my salvation. He has the power of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. Do you believe that? Do you really believe that down in the pits of your heart, at the bottom of your soul? Do you believe it down in your knower? Are those just words to you? Have you taken hold of it? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. His name is not just words to be thrown around. No, his name is a strong tower. We run there, and we're safe. We're safe. Nothing can bother us. Psalm 71, verse 2. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me, Lord. Be thou my strong habitation, my strong dwelling place, whereunto I may continually resort. I can keep running to you as long as I live. Thou hast given commandment to save me. You've given a commandment to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. Deliver me, Lord. There's none like him, saints. There's no one like him. Psalm 112, verse 7. Psalm 112, verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Why? Because his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Is your heart fixed? Is your heart steadfast? Is your heart unmovable? Are you fully persuaded and trusting in the Lord? His heart is established. He shall not be afraid till he see his desire upon his enemy. Are you that way? Are you still running and scared? Are you still hiding? What are you doing? Psalm 118, verse 6. Psalm 118, verse 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Do you believe this, saint? Do you find this hard to believe? Do you find it hard to trust a God like this? Answer yourself. You need to know the truth. 5, verse 11. Psalm 5, verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. He's our defender. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. And God can't lie. Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. Now, if you think his angels look like them fat little babies with wings, you need another thought. That's not what angels look like at all. Those are not angels. Angels are mighty in power and strength. They're huge. They make skyscrapers look like mowed grass under your feet. He's given the angels, his angels, charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Psalm 41, verse 11. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. My enemy doesn't triumph over me. Why? Because you favor me. I'm yours. Psalm 56, verse 9. Psalm 56, verse 9. When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know. I'm not wondering about it. I'm not guessing. I'm not quizzing. This I know, for God is for me. God's for me. He's not going to run off and leave me standing there. He's not going to let people just do any old thing to me. He's going to take care of me. Psalm 91, verse 7. Psalm 91, verse 7. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. A lot of us can say that about this present dilemma in society. It didn't come to you. And by the way, vaccines do not cure anything. Amen. Amen. Psalm 37, verse 28. Psalm 37, verse 28. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. And forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The Lord does not forsake his saints. Psalm 41, verse 2. Psalm 41, verse 2. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth, and thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemy. He won't do that. So who is like him? Is he trustworthy? Can we depend on him? Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5, beginning with verse 19. Job chapter 5, beginning with verse 19. He shall deliver thee in six troubles. Yes, in seven, there shall no evil touch thee. In famine, he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. That's a serious promise, saint. and thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, that nasty little thing set on fire of hell. Neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. Who is like your God? Who else can do all this for you? New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. The Lord. He, the Lord, shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me until his heavenly kingdom. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. Psalm 18. Psalm 18, beginning with verse 16. Psalm 18. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. Yes, he delivered you from them water spirits, all those water spirits. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Who is like your God? Tell me, who is like him? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 19. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Now, how could you not put your full and complete trust in a God that does all this? How can that be? Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And he, Jesus Christ, spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to give up. Well, I just want to die. I bind that in Jesus' name. Well, I just want to run. I bind that in Jesus' name. Well, I just want to quit. I bind that in Jesus' name. And I loose upon you this spirit of power and of love and a sound mind in Jesus' name. Men are always to pray and not to faint, not to quit, not to give up, fall out of range. Verse 3. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. She was persistent to the end. She wouldn't back down. She wouldn't back off. She wouldn't back up. She kept going forward. Verse 7. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Are people going to still have faith? I'm going to let you answer that. I answered the Lord with that one day, And I wrote my answer in my Bible right there. Isaiah chapter 41, beginning with verse 11. Isaiah chapter 41, beginning with verse 11. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Somebody needs to highlight this in their Bible. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And let the church say, amen. Amen and amen and amen. Who can but serve a God like this? Who could but trust their whole life and everything important to them to a God like this? The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust in him. Amen? Are you trusting in him? That's important to know. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, Brother Bill, the Lord has some testimonies, and we love to hear them. Amen?
Oh, yes, Pastor Sabrina, he has some awesome testimonies. And, Saints, y'all have been hearing the word long enough. It's time. Let faith arise, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And I just praise you, Lord, you're loosing faith over all your saints. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We have a praise report from Dina. She came to visit us this past Sunday. She says, praise be to God, I was able to fellowship with Miracle Outreach Ministries in Jacksonville this Sunday. I had the honor of meeting Pastor Sabrina, Brother Bill, and the other saints. It felt great fellowshipping in a blood-bought church of Jesus Christ. If you haven't visited, you must. I felt like I knew everyone there all my life, and we praise and worship before Pastor goes on Blog Talk. Praise and worship was so awesome, and the Spirit of God was moving in the church. I felt all surreal and didn't want it to end. And the grand finale was being rebaptized by Brother Bill and surrounded by Pastor Sabrina and some of the saints. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. RT has a testimony. I asked for prayer a couple months ago for a nephew for a permanent job. He was working temporarily, and God blessed him with more pay rate than he could even imagine. That pay rate was unbelievable. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you. Nobody but Jesus could have done that. That's divine favor. Thank you, saints, for agreeing with my prayers. He helps his mom, my elderly sister, a lot. See, saints, put your prayer request in the prayer room, and the saints will get an agreement, and just watch Jesus. Watch what he's going to do. Just bring your faith out. Let that faith out. Watch what he does. Lena says, I declared that one of my children would graduate from college, and I stood on his word. Last year, my daughter is now in college with a scholarship and working at a hospital. Praise you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's awesome when we see our seed flourishing. Praise you for that, Lord. Justin has a praise report. He had a problem with his dryer and he fixed it for free. The Lord showed him what it was, and all he had to do was re-solder a joint on a circuit board, and everything's working fine now. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Deborah has a praise report. Two tenants who had been extremely difficult and doing shady things in the spiritual realm are moving. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And for all the saints that have these witches living next door to them, in Jesus' name, I forbid their devils to have any more pleasure. I command them all to go into civil war and to leave and to have no pleasure living next door to the saints connected to us. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. JC has a praise report. Saints, thanks for praying for me. My math presentation was an epic success. I flowed effortlessly in showing my fellow first grade teacher strategy for teaching geometry. The Lord was blessing me in spite of the witchcraft attacks. I was able to overcome. That's the key right there, saints. Being an overcomer, she overcame. She stood with the Lord, and she brought out her faith and stood. And you see what happened. He is not a respecter of persons. When you get a bad report from the doctor, you stand up, you break the word curses, and you keep praying till you win. That's what I did when I heard a doctor tell me I had stomach cancer years ago in front of my wife, and I overcame. Thank you, Lord, for that, because you told me just to seek you. Arianna had she had hurt her ankle and went to the hospital, and she was worried. She had let fear come on her and her heart rate come up. And while she was in the room, her family started praying and bound up fear, and her heart rate went right back down. Thank you, Lord. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're training the saints, that you're showing us how to overcome. NK has a testimony. Last week was very strange. Things were getting volatile. We were hurting each other. This morning I was able to get up and hear a portion of Friday's service, and Pastor Sabrina was speaking by the Holy Spirit and solved our enigma. Jesus was working on our minds and emotions. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. That is awesome. Thank you, Lord. You always help us. You always make them crooked paths straight. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. JD and Lena have a testimony. The Holy Spirit is awesome. Yesterday, the Lord was teaching me and gave me deep understanding about the book of Mark chapter 4. And today, Pastor Sabrina was preaching on that and Matthew 13. And just, whoa, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's awesome. Saints, whenever the Holy Ghost is showing you what he's about to preach, when he shows you things to come, thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. RT has a testimony. I was receiving deliverance and healing during the Sunday service this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Amori has a praise report. Thank you, Jesus, for the ability to receive deliverance. And I got the curses broken off. And thank you, Lord, for getting baptized again. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. God bless as a praise report. He needed a repair done on his truck, and he had put a prayer request in the prayer room that it wouldn't cost much, and it isn't costing him much. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Dana has a praise report. Thank you, God, for revelation. Today I was searching through an old folder, and I discovered a card from a witch from my old job. And you showed me, and I took it outside and burned it, and I smelled incense when I was burning that thing. But thank you, Lord, that you showed her to get it out of the house. You've got to ask the Holy Ghost to show you saints. That way they don't have any connections to keep coming in your house and attacking you, and get them out of the house. And we praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Gina has a testimony for the fast. The Lord is healing me of childhood nervous habit of picking on my face. It was impossible to let that habit go, but praise God. As a result, my skin is looking healthier, and now I'm praying that God clears my complexion. You keep praying, and he will, Gina. Everything will work out. We praise you, Lord. Rahel had put a prayer request in the prayer room, and she was binding up vampire spirits. She's feeling very tired, and as soon as she did that, she said, praise the Lord. Jesus reminded me to bind the tiredness in Jesus' name. I did it, and I felt refreshed afterwards. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Dana has a a praise report. Praise God and thank you, Jesus. My who is a colon cancer survivor for over 3 years, had a test today, and they couldn't find any polyps. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And JD has a testimony. My faith is seemingly increasing after each fast. Praise you for that. Just give you praise. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And Sister Patty says, I have a praise report. I'm thankful I heard Dr. Sabrina say on the sermon that she asked the Lord to put her in the right place at the right time. I've been doing that. And I needed a printer, and I was going to Walmart, and I noticed a printer that was for sale for $20 that looked new, and I bought it. What a huge savings. Thank you, Lord, for that, for putting me at the right place at the right time. And, Lord Jesus, please put us all at the right place at the right time. And, Lord, these are awesome testimonies. We just praise you, Lord. We praise you, and I thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me, and you're no respecter of persons, and you'll do it for all your saints, too, and we give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord Jesus. You're worthy of all of our praise. You're worthy, and I command everything that's within me to just praise you, Lord Jesus. I just praise you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Wow.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands and give him praise. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you. Praise you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Now, saints, our featured psalm for this worship service was Psalm 79. And our verses for meditation came from the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 3 through 4. And our featured ebook, if you go on our website and you go across the banner or you open up the links, all the links on the page on your phone, Favor, Grace of God Bible Study, Having God's Favor. If you're already in the MIC radio chat, scroll up to the announcements that are placed before every single service, and you'll find a link directly to our featured ebook. And again, our verses for meditation came from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 20, verses 3 through 4. And our featured psalm was Psalm 79. You know, saints, sometimes we need the Lord to connect us to other people who will help us. We need the Lord's mercy, his favor, and his grace to be upon us. And we need to be able to reach out and the Lord put us with people that can help us do what we need to do. So tonight we're going to get our faith out of wherever we threw it and dust it off, blow the dust right off of it. You can't use that dust right now. And we're going to come together in prayer. All of us need divine connections. Woo, shout out to Dios, sarri, quizá. Amen, that's the truth. All of us need divine connections. We need things done in the earth to help us with our tasks, to help us assignment God has given us, to help us with whatever we happen to need help with. And God has people all over the earth in various positions and places everywhere. So we're going to get our faith out tonight. We've looked at what the Lord will do for us, and he keeps telling us that he'll help us. And we're going to call on him to be that very present help in time of need, because we need his help. We all need, you need connections for jobs. You need connections to get your car fixed. You need connections for just about everything in life. So we're going to get our faith out right now, and we're going to believe God for the connections that we need. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you as the body of Christ, as your children. You said that whatever we ask in faith, believing, we would receive. You said if we asked for one thing, you wouldn't give us a serpent or a stone. That you would answer our request, that you incline your ear to listen so that you can hear and respond. You said in the word that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. You said that no good thing would you withhold from them that walk uprightly. Well, Lord, we have all kinds of needs represented tonight, and we need the connections that bring us into the provision that you have for us. So in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we come before you forgiving everyone who has ever sinned against us or against our families. We forgive them from the bottom of our hearts, as you say to. We humble ourselves and we cast our care upon you. And we release these concerns for these needs to you because you're the provider. You supply what we need. You're our shepherd. We shall not want. So, Father, we need connection. We need to be connected with humans that have your spirit upon them. Some are probably saved. Some may not be saved. Some probably will be saved. But we need those people to come into our sphere of influence so that we can receive the help and the provision that you have for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you stand before the throne of God with us in agreement with our prayer. We come against the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. That tries to blind us to that you have for us. That tries to say, he's not going to help you. He's going to forsake you. Well, the word has come forth tonight, Satan, to show you to be the liar that you are. God is on our side. He is helping us, and he will connect us with others who that he will use to help us. And when there is no one else, he will step in and do it all himself. We thank you, Father. We receive them now, all of the connections, all of those persons, all of those agencies, all the finances, all the know-how, all the expertise, everything that we need to do what we must accomplish, we thank you for it. We humble ourselves and we bow before you. We honor you with obedience and trust. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your bountiful provision for us because you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Holy Spirit, we turn it over to you. We thank you, and we receive what you have prepared for us because it is suitable and fitting for our need. We thank you. We give you praise. We bless you, El Shaddai, the many-breasted one. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh, for providing all of our needs. We thank you that your banner over us is love and that you are the bishop of our soul. We thank you that you lead our paths in righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you that our lot has fallen into pleasant places. We give you praise. And we bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen, 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 amen. And if you want to pray that prayer again and again, feel free to. Amen. We're going to go. You know, sometimes, saints, you'll be trying to help someone else. It won't necessarily be about you. And the Lord will open up an avenue to help you to help someone else. Father, we receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Our God is good. He's good, saints. He's good all the time. And he's in the blessing business. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's in the blessing business. We're going to go to our guest call-in. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. And area code 229. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Sabrina. This is Jackie B. Praise God. Good to hear your voice, and I enjoyed the sermon so much tonight. It blessed me. I am calling for a praise report and also for prayer. My praise report is that I've grown so much with your ministry. I believe you know the place I was in before, and God has blessed me so much and taken away fear. And on my warfare prayers, and on how to fight, you know, against the principalities that come against me. I thank God that for your teaching, because it's helped me so much. My prayer request is that I still get attacks. God bless me where the enemy is outside, like. It can't get in, but I hear it from the outside, mainly from my bedroom window into my backyard. And I can also hear when I go out to put my trash in the back, I hear someone very close, and I believe it's with someone, a neighbor or somebody said, "What you doing out here? You know you're not supposed to be." And it's very clear there's somebody and, like a neighbor. You know, they're saying, "I don't like Christians," things of that nature, and curse. And I need prayer for moving, because I'm in a new home. I just moved into. Everybody is like new that moved in this area. But I did get an attack from my ex-husband that's, that's in witchcraft. I believe he's more than a warlock. And he spoke. He said, "You didn't know you married. You didn't know what you married. You married the devil, and you didn't know it." And he said, "I've been trying to kill you, and now I know where you are. I know where you're located, and I've been trying to kill you. But your God, I know all about your God. He's prevented me from killing you, so I'm just going to torment you with attacks. But I will find you to kill you. Going back and forth like that. So I need prayer for that." But God has taught me how to warfare through your ministry even more, and I thank God for that.
Well,
he constantly has a buzzing thing in my ear. I felt it one night they go in my ear and buzz them.
Let me tell you something. He's lying.
Yes.
He can't kill you.
I believe that.
He can't kill you. There's nothing he can do with you, no matter what lie he tells you. He's of a liar, and liars lie. There's no truth in him. He's bowed himself to the biggest liar, the father of lies.
Amen.
He's believed those lies, and he has become a liar like the one that he worships.
Amen.
And you don't have to get up and go anywhere. You can stand your ground in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You don't have to put up with that. You may have to keep warring and keep warring and keep warring and keep warring. But you don't have to move. You don't have to run. You don't have to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
The
Amen.
Earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The ground you walk on. Your backyard, front yard, and any other yard, it belongs to the Lord. The
I
air
know
you
that's
breathe,
right, Pastor.
Everything around you belongs to the Lord. It's his. It doesn't belong to the enemy.
It sure
you
doesn't.
Keep
rolling.
You keep fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep
and
ignoring
you know
that nut because that nut is a liar.
Yes, he is. As he is. Then he says, I never knew you was praying like you do and you strong in the Lord like that. I don't know what he want with you. Why are you so great to him? You know, talking and all that kind of talk. And I always use John 8:44 on him all the time. And I do my war. He hates when I say that, Father of lies, but that's what he is. But I walk out.
Well, you keep on doing. That's what
Amen.
God wants you to do. He wants you to grow
Amen.
And be strong.
I feel very confident.
You keep doing it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. You
Amen.
Don't ever quit. You keep doing it.
Amen.
We get up and war every single day. We war against
Amen.
The enemy. We grow. We eat the word.
Amen.
We listen to the word. We praise the Lord. Keep praising
Amen.
The Lord. Keep fighting. Keep
mm-hmm.
putting your prayer
I'm
in
on,
place.
I'm on
the
every day. I'm on your line all the time, and I'm always warfaring. Amen. Thank
Father,
you, Pastor,
in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for growing our sister up in the faith, for causing her to be strong in the Lord and in the power
you,
of your
Jesus.
Might. Thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you,
giving her techniques, tactics out of your word to war against the enemy in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Turn your microphone down. We thank
yes.
you, Lord,
thank
that
you, Lord.
Your eyes
you.
Over upon her and that you give her, Lord, the same battle strategies you gave to David and to Paul and to Moses and to all the others in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you great and mighty and that you will never leave her nor forsake her. We ask you, Lord, to continue to strengthen her battle and go through the fight. Because you are with her, training her, teaching her, growing her, developing her. We thank you, Lord, that when she comes forth, she'll come forth as pure gold. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for the praise report, Lord. We thank you for the praise report. We thank you. And we thank you for the growth. We thank you for the growth. We thank you for teaching us all to overcome. To overcome, not to run, but to stand and face the enemy and to overcome in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. It may take a while. You may have to fight for a while. You may have to fight for a while. Some of you, you're like, well, how long does this go on till you get that breakthrough? You keep going. You don't ever stop. I never stop doing warfare. I do warfare every single day. I know what it is to have a spirit talking in your ear, talking in your ear, talking in your ear. I know. But I also remember where I was standing the day I got the breakthrough. I turned around and I said to that devil, such and such and such and such and such, and he never came back. He left, and that was the end of him. But it took a long time. So don't get weary. Don't get tired of it. Just keep getting better at it. Amen? Amen. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Just keep getting better. Keep getting stronger. Keep growing. That's what the Lord would have you to do. Area code 3072, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Because I got kicked out of the queue, and I'll ask Jesus to get me back in. I would just like some prayer. Can't go too much in detail, you know. But I need prayer. I will say this. You already know, yeah, this has been an extremely long, treacherous battle. I need prayer. I need prayer for myself. Along the way, evidently I've been wounded in this battle, of course, but it's like something, it's like, and I'm not fully recovered. And that's the thing. You know, I didn't know deep down in my heart that I had so much unbelief, because I know that Jesus definitely protects me, because I should have been dead like a while back. I think a lot of things were just, as the Exodus happened, things he revealed to me that I didn't even know were shocking. And I think that kind of took a toll on me, just to see what I was actually in, and to see just the level of just wickedness from every side. 'Cause when I was in it, I couldn't really see it. Do you understand? Only to an extent. But as he brought me us out of it, he began to show me things that I kind of had seen a little, but the full-blown, mostly the full-blown picture. And I think it became very just very shocking, and it did something to my faith. It really did, because I know Jesus has power, but there's something in me that is not. It's just I think because I see so much of the enemy's camp. It's a continual coming. It's a continual coming. This is not a rest. There's no rest. Do you understand? And I'm just like, Lord, when's my season of rest? This is a continual. This is a treacherous, continual, full-blown, all-out thing. And I need prayer, because I have to hold fast to my faith for the sake of my children and my own sake, you know, and that's where I'm at. There's things that are happening that are, we know the source behind it is demonic, of course, but I need Jesus to move in the natural, because only he can turn this situation around. There's been things that just demonic levels from every side, betrayal on every side that I could never imagine, and I think that it took a toll. There's some type of toll that it took on me to just like overwhelming that persons controlled by devils and doing it by their own, they want to do this, can actually be that wicked, and some of them in your own family, you know. And so that's where I'm at right now. And I need prayer. I need prayer, because I haven't been fully recovered from I have not been fully recovered. As I was reading the scriptures today, I was just like, I haven't been fully recovered from where I've been hit so many times over and over and over. And it's just like, you're laying on the ground and like wounded, but you didn't get back up and put your shield up. That's kind of how it seems like I am. And I need prayer for myself, and I just need prayer that Jesus will send, he will send somebody to help me in the area that I need help. So that's it.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your loving care for your children. Sometimes, Lord, a fiery trial has very hot fire. When we're in a battle, Lord, we think it's a battle, but no, it's actually a war. And you come to show us, Lord, what we were in that we didn't know that we were in, and that you protected us while we were there. You come to show us what it really is, so that we're no longer blinded, but now we see. But what we see is painful. What we see hurt. What we see blows us away. What we see about knocks us out, Lord. And so, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ for you to come and rescue us from the pain, from the hurt, from the suffering. We ask you, Lord, to come and attend to our wounds. We ask you, Lord, to touch us. We ask you to revive us. We ask you to refresh us. There are times when we must lean solely on the everlasting arms that hold us because the battle has become too great for us. We ask you, Lord, to be all things to us now because now we are completely dependent upon you. Little did we know that this complete dependence would be our place of strength. Though in the natural we feel completely drained of all that we have to bring to the situation, all of your power is now come to work because now we're not trying to do it ourselves. Now we're dependent upon you. We look to you and to you alone for everything that we need. We look to you for our faith. We look to you for our joy. We look to you for our hope. We look to you for our strength. We look to you for our endurance. We look to you for our triumph, for our victory, for everything that we need, for our support and our sustenance and our protection and our defense. We are helpless without you, and without you we can do nothing. So we thank you, Lord, that having surrendered finally, and having realized how much we need you, readily supply every need. We thank you for the grace. We thank you that you give more and more and more and more grace. The apostle said that he would glory in troubles and trials and tribulations because when he was weak, you're strong in him. When he gave out, you're his strength. He didn't have to depend on himself. He could solely depend upon you. And Lord, we know that's where you want us many times. Completely, totally, fully surrendered and dependent upon you. Trusting you for every breath, trusting you for every move, trusting you for every step of the way to victory. We thank you that you have so humbled us that you are now able to do what you wanted to do to begin with. We repent for not having trusted you this way before. We thought we were. But now we see. We give you praise, Lord. The battle is yours. The outcome is yours. And now we are yours. We give you praise, Lord. And we thank you for the healing that you bring. Because by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we have been healed. We say amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we release your grace upon your daughter, your all-sufficient grace. We release the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ upon your daughter, Lord. And we thank you for what you will do. In Jesus' name, Father, amen. God bless you, sister.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. You know, saints, sometimes it has to go that way. Sometimes we have to get to the point that we're just dependent on God. We know we can't help ourselves. Area code 2032, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Pastor Sabrina. You actually prayed for me 3 weeks ago, and you did deliverance for me over the phone. And I just want to thank you again because my life has been better, a whole lot better after that, and I've been doing everything you told me to do, and I've been receiving deliverance every day. I know it's a process, and I'm getting rid of so much stuff. Just the last thing that I'm dealing with mainly is my dreams. There's a witch that appears in my dreams and does, you know, she either tries to touch me or whatever, and it just feels unclean. And I wake up and I cleanse myself with prayer. But I'm praying for, I mean, I'd like for you to, if possible, to pray for me to have the victory in my dreams and to, you know, have this, just to keep fighting, because I'm winning, but I want to just keep fighting and to have my full deliverance and just move on and do my work for the Lord or whatever it is he wants me to do. But I just want to get past this part of my life. And I heard you say earlier that, you know, about how long it takes is just worrying every day. And I just would like prayer to just to be able to keep the fight going too as well. And that's really it for me.
Well, first of all, you've got to have a made up mind not to quit under any circumstances.
Okay, I have that. Yeah, I'm definitely not going to quit. Yeah.
What you're fighting is what we call a marine spirit, a water spirit. That's the more powerful of the three kingdoms of the devil's realm, the water spirit. Water spirits, you have to fight them persistently, consistently, without stopping and without relenting.
Okay.
You just have to outlast the storm with them. That's what you got to do. Now,
okay.
When the witch instruct, now we have books on our website on astral projection. And when the witch comes, what you do is with the sword of the spirit, you cut the silver cord. When they come out of the vessel that has been prepared for them, they go through a process, and they have a link that keeps them going and keeps their body going while they're out attacking you. Well, if that link is severed, then you have a better chance. Okay?
Okay.
Because destruction comes to them.
Okay.
So you have to keep doing it. You have to keep going. You have to keep fighting. And
okay.
Ask the Holy Spirit, okay, what else do I pray? And he'll take you to some more scriptures. The book of Psalms is full of them. You just keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. It's a long battle. It's a hard battle. It's an arduous battle. But you win in the end. It's worth it for the victory that you get. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we disconnect him. The sword of the Spirit, him and all the others that are having this same problem, we disconnect them. We circumcise from them that spirit that comes to taunt them, to torment them, to attack them in their dreams and in their sleep in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, for your giant warring angels to war over them as they sleep and as they rest in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the advantage from the enemy in the name of Jesus, and that he's attacking when we're not fully awake to attack back. We come against him in the name of Jesus Christ. We close the portal that is used in the name of Jesus Christ. Every water portal is washed out of your side. We call for the all-consuming fire of God to consume that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We call for the all-consuming fire of God to stand between the portal and us in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Lord, there's a door that you close that no man can open, and there's a door that you open that no man can shut. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut the door to the portal in Jesus' name. The Bible says that you are our door. We ask you to shut that other door in the name of Jesus and seal it forevermore. Rika si de rukusa. Teach your people how to fight these spirits in Jesus' name. Risa tarada riosura kaha bababa sha tarabare. Irisid rabaroka le riosuto robriki asai. Rika si de rabare. Rika si de rabarakua si. Father, we surrender our dream world to you in Jesus' name. And we place it in the custody of God, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We bind the attacks of the devil in the name of Jesus. We raise the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. We send them back. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back. Under the blood of Jesus Christ, you cannot harm us. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him. He raises a standard. Father, we thank you for the standard that is raised in Jesus' name. We thank you for the standard that is raised. Let us be willing to go with you to the war and to fight every battle, to fight every battle. Strengthen us, Lord, to fight, to stand with you in the battle and to do what you call us to do. We thank you and we give you praise. We bind every sexual devil that comes to attack in Jesus' name. We bind every sexual devil. We bind Asmodeus and Osmodeus and Incubus and Succubus and every... We bind every mermaid and every merman in Jesus' name. And we disconnect your body parts in Jesus' name. We chain you in eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We close the portal where you are, where your entry point is, in Jesus' name. And we ask the Father to send a strong warring angel there to block your way continually in Jesus' name. We bind all your blowback. We bind all your counterattacks in the name of Jesus Christ. And every attack that you bring, we return it to you in Jesus' name to do to you what you came to do to us. We send every attack back, every attack, every attack, every attack with the fire of God back upon you in Jesus' name. We blind you. We close your third eye. You cannot see. You cannot hear. We take power from you in the name of Jesus. You grow weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker with every attack in Jesus' name. You grow weaker. You lose your power. You lose your strength. We cut off your support system in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind up all your supports in the name of Jesus Christ. We release your wickedness back on your own pate according to the scriptures in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you we break your wicked devices in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you send the demons that they sinned against us to destroy their wicked devices in the name of Jesus. We are not powerless. The Lord is with us. He is on our side. He will help us. He will take us through to victory in Jesus' name. Yes, the waters belong to our God. And we send his fire power down to your habitation in the deep, in Jesus' name, to destroy what you have brought in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We close the portals on our computers and our cell phones in the name of Jesus Christ. We close every opening, every portal, every place of access that you have to us in the name of Jesus. We seal it and we close it in the name of Jesus. And it's sealed and closed forevermore. Yes. You cannot stop us. You cannot stop us because the Lord is with us. You cannot hinder us because the Lord will cause us to overcome. Everything of ours that is in your possession, we call holy fire on it right now in the name of Jesus. You cannot keep it. Everything you've stolen from us, we place in the custody of God the Holy Spirit. All of your weaponry to turn back against you in the name of Jesus Christ. All of your attacks to turn back against you in the name of Jesus Christ. All of your plans and your wicked devices, all of your wickedness to turn back upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. You cannot harm us. Jesus is our defense. He is our protection. We run into his high tower and we are safe.
Yes, Jesus.
And we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We give
you
glory.
Jesus.
We thank
you, Jesus.
We give
you
praise
Jesus.
For it, Lord, in Jesus' name. God bless
thank
you, brother. God release the strength
Pastor.
Upon you and everyone else that is fighting this battle in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. You know, saints, this is a war. This is not a skirmish. This is not a part-time battle. This is a war. And wars go on for a long time. But if you keep on, you win. Amen? Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thanks be to God who always calls with us to triumph in Christ. And to manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. We thank you for your mercies that are new every day, Lord. Wow. Amazing, amazing, amazing mercy, amazing grace. Thank you, Lord. Even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for laying down your life, your soul for us. Leviticus 17:11. Your word says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I, God, I, Jesus, have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes an atonement for the soul, not just for us individually, but all of our households. And we thank you for that, Lord. You set a lamb for a house in Exodus 12:3, I think it is. And Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us, 1 Corinthians 5:7. We thank you, Jesus. You are Passover lamb. We just come through Passover, come through Resurrection Sunday, and you are the Passover lamb. We thank you for your blood on every lintel and every post of all of our doors, all of our windows, and especially these temples of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the divine revelation that you have and are giving to your saints, Father, as we come before your throne of grace with our big brother, Jesus, in Jesus' name. I ask you, Father, to anoint our prayers and make them effectual and fervent, even as you render unto man your righteousness in Romans. You give us the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness in Romans 5:17. And we thank you for that, Father. We thank you for rendering unto man your righteousness in Job 33, I think it's verse 26. We thank you for that gift of righteousness. She is called by thy name, Yahweh Tzikeno, the Lord our righteousness, in Jeremiah 33:16. She, the bride of Christ, and the bride of Christ is getting her wedding dress already because Jesus is coming back soon. It's one of the global prayer warriors that said she had that revelation. The Lord told me something similar a few years ago. And, of course, a day with the Lord is, you know, 1,000 years is but a day. So we don't know the exact time. Only Father God knows. Even the Lord Jesus doesn't know. And Daddy God or Heavenly Father, Abba's going to say, son, go get your bride. Whew. He's looking forward to that day. And we're looking forward to your return, Jesus. But we know that's a challenging time because the enemy is so very, very busy, so very busy with that proud wrath and all the nasty things that manifest through him. But we thank you, Lord, for always giving us the victory. We give you praise and honor and glory. We come before your throne of grace, Father, with our big brother, Jesus. I ask you, Father, to make all of our prayers, not just mine, not just Sabrina's, not just Bill's, all the prayers of your global prayer words and all the saints globally, effectual and fervent, Father God. And we thank you for that sister who called in. She said she felt like she was down. She had to get up. I thank you, Brother Bill, if you're listening. I thank you for sending me the Tommy Hicks dream that he had, repeated dream back in 1961. I thank you for that. And the Lord led me to cut Jeremiah. I'm just as a side note, led me to Jeremiah chapter, where was it, 23 today, just to compare that with the true prophets and the whatever. He does speak to his prophets through dreams like he did through Daniel. We thank you for that, Lord. We give you praise. I don't worship dreams and visions. Some of them come to false prophets, so they get a little carried away. But I do believe that that was true. I know Pat Holiday thought that was absolutely true. And the Lord's been showing me things, and I thank you for showing all of your things. And we give you praise with the divine revelations. Even as Pat encouraged us, she said, start praying little. Lord, give me a parking placement again. And you, whoa, there's a parking place. Well, I can never get a parking place. And then you say, ooh, then your faith goes up a notch. And then, Lord, deliver me from this thing. Ooh, we delivered you from that thing. And then increase our faith. So we thank you for ever-increasing faith. We give you praise and honor and glory. As we come before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus, you said in Isaiah 43:26, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. So that's how we come, Father God, with our big brother Jesus, who is our advocate. And he's our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And he ever lives to make intercession for us. And he's the one who saves us to the uttermost as we come to you, Heavenly Father, in his wonderful name. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that name, the name above all names, you told us that you commanded us to love everyone and believe in the name of your Son in 1 John chapter 3, somewhere around verse 24. Somewhere in there, that's your commandment to all of your saints, to love every human being. Some of them may have demons in them, but you have to love the human beings, to love every human being and believe on his name. And his name is written in blood, and it's not ordinary blood. It's the blood of God. And that's how the Hebrew children got out of Egypt. Why? All those signs and wonders that were done, you know, the darkness that could be felt and the fleas and all the rest of it, even though the magician said, this is the finger of God to Pharaoh, but of course he didn't believe it. Until his firstborn son was killed because he didn't believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was more powerful than he, because he thought he was a little God, just like Satan thinks he's a little God. He wants to exalt his throne. He's so puffed up. Oh, Lord, we repent, renounce all sins, Father, including pride and ungodly fear and rebellion and carrying grudges against everyone. We forgive everyone from our hearts, Father, including ourselves, and everyone who's ever offended us or any one of our family members, and we give you praise for hearing our prayers, Father, because of the blood of the covenant. And Jesus says in John chapter 10, because we're holding your remembrance, Father, Jesus says in John 10, verse 7, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And in verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus is that door. He is the door. And that's how we come before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus, Father. And what did you tell us to do in Isaiah 28:6? And for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate, the door. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And John 14:6, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that's how we come, Father, by the word of God who came in the flesh and shed his blood, not ordinary blood, the blood of God. I think Sabrina read the scripture in John chapter 5 this evening and her wonderful, encouraging sermon. It was awesome. I thank you, Father, for anointing Sabrina to share that the way she did. It's just wonderful. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for anointing her. And thank you for anointing Brother Bill. Thank you for anointing all of your global prayer wars. We thank you for the anointing that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy. So we take the battle to the gate, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We don't exalt our gate. We're just dust. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It's the God who's in us, and we thank you, Lord. He's joined unto the Lord is one spirit. It's not by human might or human power. It's by your spirit in us, Lord. And we thank you for your Holy Ghost, Father. Thank you for the Holy Ghost anointing. We give you praise and honor and Father. As we come before your throne of grace, we push back against the enemy. The enemy may try to come in like a flood. Cut up with that. But we resist him. You said, in your words, submit yourself to God. And that's what we do as we humble ourselves under your mighty right hand, casting all of our care upon you, Lord Jesus, because you care for us in 1 Peter 5. We continue to cast all of our care upon you because we can't save ourselves. That's Jesus' job description. His name is Jesus. It means Savior. And he will save all of his people. We just have to give ourselves to him. So we do. We give all of ourselves to you, Lord Jesus. We ask you to save us all. You said, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. In Acts 2:21 and in Romans 10:13. And we do ask you to save and deliver us from the nasty attacks of the enemy and the witchcraft and every other source and every witchcraft attack of every type, including from Ramadan and every other source that returned at least sevenfold on the heads of the spirits that sent them. Do those spirits what they intended to do us in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's the name above all names. The name above all. The names of the Lord Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, just like it says in Matthew 28:18. And he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Nebuchadnezzar realized that after he woke up from his time of eating grass for 7 years, and with his hair grown out and his his fingernails and toenails like bird's claws. We thank you, Lord, for restoring his mind to him, Lord. You're able to restore what the enemy tried to take from any one of us. So as we submit ourselves to you, King Jesus, we resist the devil, and he must flee from us in absolute terror. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done, are doing, and going to do, because you are our advocate. And we give you praise and honor and glory. Just like you said in 1 John chapter 2, the Lord says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, and I repent, and that's, thank you, Lord, that your mercy is new every day. And just like Smith Wigglesworth, he had communion every day, and Derek Prince had communion every day, and many saints do communion, and they fast, and they pray, and they seek your face daily, seeking your face daily, not just your hand, your intimate communion with you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as we repent of our sins, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, we think we have an advocate with the Father. You're our lawyer, you're better than a lawyer. You're our big brother, and you love us passionately. That's why you poured out your soul, your blood for each and every one of us. And that's how we know you love us. And that's that perfect love that casts out all fear, because even while we're sinners, Christ died for us. Why did he have to do that? That was the Father's plan. Father God set Jesus forth to be that propitiation, that substitute and sacrifice through faith in his blood. Father God has faith in the blood of God in Jesus. And that is the blood of God, because it's the innocent blood, the sinless blood. Jesus was tempted in every way such as we are, yet without sin. He never, ever sinned. When he was smacked across the face by the Roman centurion before he went to the cross, he said, if I spoke an evil, bear witness of the evil, but if not, why did you smack me? He just spoke to him in a calm voice. He wasn't upset. He wasn't worried. He just submitted himself to the Father's will. And we thank you, Lord, we all submit ourselves to your will. As we're yielding to you, Father, and yielding to you, King Jesus, you're our commander-in-chief. You're our captain, the Lord of hosts. Our battle is taken care of by you, each of us, each member of the body of Christ, not just from York Lunette Church, each member of the body of Christ. Here's your voice, because you can't lie. You said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Help all of us to hear your voice and do what you want. And we thank you, Lord. And you said in your word, as Sabrina read earlier in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You're right here, right now. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, whether it be physical or with the people in different authority in different places, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Yes, there's a lot of rumblings going on in the natural father, just like during a woman in getting ready for her contractions to bring forth a child. She has some early contractions. There's some early contractions going on in the physical earth, Father, in Jesus' name. But even as Pat Holliday told us about certain people in different positions of authority that actually worship Satan, that actually are part of the so-called Pizzagate nonsense, which is demonically sick nonsense. And you said people eat human flesh, Father God. They have this twitching, this shaking, as one of the previous candidates for presidential office used to shake and tremble and carry on, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. But you said there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. Thank you. You're right in the midst, Lord, in the midst of the bride of Christ. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. What did you tell them they had to do? Oh, just stand. What did Gideon have to do with the 300 men? He had three little groups of 100 men each, and he surrounded this vast army. Well, why did he use only 300 men? Because they wanted them to know it was God that did it. They didn't get it by their own sword. The Israelites didn't take the promised land by their own cleverness and their own sword. It was the light of your countenance because you had a favor unto them. We thank you for the light of your countenance. We thank you for the light that comes from your blood, that light and that flow of the liquid light, Father, in Jesus' name. And it does fit with Tom Hicks' testimony, vision, whatever. And you said, be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. And in Psalm 46, and then you said in Isaiah 54:10, this is a promise. The mountains, those people that are pride, that are shaking, carrying on, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall my covenant, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for having mercy on Dr. Sabrina. Thank you for having mercy on Bill. Thank you for having mercy on all of your saints. I thank you for the wonderful praise reports today in the Global Prayer Room, NK and Karatabarusetamakata. And I remember another saint, wonderful praise reports. I thank you for those praise reports, Father. And we thank you, we do overcome the accuser of the brethren by the word of our mouth, by the blood of the Lamb. That's why we have that blood on our lips and in our hearts. In Jesus' name, because Father God, because the word of God says, when I see the blood upon the houses where you hurt, the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you, when I, God, smite the land of Egypt. So we might be surrounded by this little enemy, that little enemy, but they're already defeated, folks, because Jesus already vanquished the devil on the cross. He triumphed over him openly in it, and a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful promise and wonderful truth in Colossians 2:15, 14, 15. We thank you for that. As Sabrina read that tonight, I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory that the mountains shall depart. You know how to take care of them, how to remove them, and how to be our advocate, Lord, in these different legal battles and different situations for the believers, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you that if God be for us, who can be against us, in Jesus' name? And you prove that you're for us. You prove so dramatically that you're for us. You literally are our knight in shining armor, Father, God, through your Son, the Lord Jesus, to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? That is that mighty, mighty arm. Did your mighty right arm deliver the Israelites when they came out of Egypt? It certainly did. Did you turn back all those marine spirits and literal water at the Red Sea? Absolutely. Did they go through on dry ground? They did. They weren't walking through a little mucky marsh or whatever. They actually walked through. And just in case somebody missed it, when they walked into the Promised Land with Joshua, did the same thing again. Praise the Lord. Even that flood season. Hallelujah. 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 I've heard different Christians trying to sort of come up with some intellectual excuse for it. No, it's literal. What's actually done in the Bible is literal. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask you to deliver us from the enemies, kind of trying to use the situation at the border, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you for your divine intervention. I've heard the United States taxpayers are paying $6 million a day for all the border, the wall construction, even though the wall has not been constructed since this Biden regime came in, and they kind of doing about that. The people want everyone to see the difference between if somebody's following the Lord or following Satan, what the difference is, and there's the difference. But, Father, your hand's not too short to save. We ask you to save us and save all the children, Father God, those that have been dragged into this country, those that have been dumped over the wall. Oh, Father, deliver all the children. Deliver all the children. He said, call upon the name of the Lord, and you'll be delivered. And we ask for divine intervention and adjudication, Father God, in Jesus' name, particularly all those spirits trying to torture the children, Father, in Jesus' name. And according to your word, Father God, in Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ by grace. That's the blood of God. By grace are you saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Father, from our position of seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace with the big brother Jesus. We thank, we praise your holy name. We thank you for forgiving us our sins. We thank you that our names are written in heaven. And we know, Father, you sent your Son to be the Savior of the world. We ask you to save us and deliver us from all the attacks and wiles of the enemy, not only at the border wall, Father God, but all the believers in the Lord Jesus globally, Father God, that have been tortured or captured, Father God, yes, in China particularly, but all the nations, Father God, in different places, and other believers in Jesus in different nations, Father God, that have been persecuted, the Palestinian believers and all the people, the true believers in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they may not have full revelation of the Lord Jesus yet, but particularly in Israel, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for those people, Father God, that really think they're following the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I don't know whether they are or not, Lord, but you know their hearts. I don't know anyone's heart, but you know everyone's heart perfectly, Lord. And we ask you to deliver us, Father, and deliver all those who have interceded, including all the family members of every believer. But Father, you said if anyone is lost, it's because their minds are blinded by the God of this world, by Satan. You told us by faith in your word to bind Satan and get him out of our friend's life. Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has purchased us with his own blood, who has all power in heaven and earth, who says unto us in Luke 10:19, behold, I have you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Father, we do rejoice that our names are written in heaven. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Satan, we command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Savior, to leave alone. all the Christians that have been captured and have been tortured in any way, Christians have been in any way persecuted in Jesus' name. We command you to leave them all alone, everyone was interceded for, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And all those that have been tortured with the psychological warfare of this whole nonsense globally of the so-called coronavirus business and the other rumors of wars and bioweapons and all the rest of it. We command you, Satan, have nothing further to do with all those who have been deceived, including everyone who has ever called upon the name of the Lord Jesus, all those that will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and be grafted into the body of Christ. We command you to leave each and every one of them alone. We command you to take every one of your demons of doubt and unbelief away from each and every one that are coming into the body of Christ and all those that any of us have been deceived for individually or corporately in Jesus' name, including all those connected related to Pat Holiday, all those connected related to Sabina Sessions, all those connected related to my bride, all those connected related to all of our family members in Jesus' name, all the family members of every believer, the neighbors of every believer, all the coworkers of every believer, all the children. Yes, the children, cut about getting in the United States and all over the world, in Jesus' name, wherever they are, in Jesus' name. And I command you to take every one of your demons away from each and every one that we've interceded for, will intercede for, that are anywhere blinding their eyes, hearts, and their minds, knowing, understanding, receiving the fullness of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth and his kingdom, in Jesus' name, including those attacking the Christians, those attacking the true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name. And we break all the power of the enemy in the heavens, the bush, and the deep from any communications or power to flow to the demons on earth pertaining to each and every one we've interceded for, will intercede for, in Jesus' name. And Father, we do pray for, get the hint, Satan, every foul spirit, including all marine spirits, Asmodeus, Osmodeus, Incubus, Succubus, every spirit of pride, all those puffed up spirits, every spirit of ungodly fear, every spirit of darkness, is we bind you in Jesus' name, every spirit of false light, including from Freemasonry, and like and similar things in Jesus' name. Every spirit of ungodly religion, including from Islam, all perpetually bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name. All witchcraft spirits are bound in Jesus' name. And I speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear, pertaining to each and every one of us, in Jesus' name. Get the unset, Satan, every foul spirit, only go where Jesus tells you to go. In Jesus' name, Father God, we come before your throne of grace. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the victory. We give you praise and honor. Please send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to those we've interceded for that can come into the body of Christ. We pray for those that are torturing any of the Christians, even as you, when Daniel was taken captive into Babylon, Father God, you gave him favor, Father God, you gave him favor with those that were set over him, Father God, so that he didn't have to eat from the king's table, Father God, that he could have bread and water, and not just bread, he could have pulse, he could have vegetables and water, Father God, he didn't have to eat the food sacrificed to devils, and we give you praise and honor and glory for strengthening him supernaturally. We ask you to strengthen all of your saints, Father, and all those who have interceded for, including those that can be saved in authority, Father God, and there may be some that can, I don't know, you know each one of their hearts, Father. Save the souls that can be saved, Father God. And those that cannot be saved, we ask you to remove them, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so, Lord, in Jesus' name. Even as you said in your word, in Daniel chapter 2, around verse 21, where it is written. He changeth the times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. We know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of man, give it to whomsoever he will. And we thank you, Father God, for promotion cometh neither from the east nor the west nor from the south, but God is the judge himself, it says in Psalm 75:6. And we thank you for doing so. We thank you for intervening on our behalf, Father God, and delivering us from every attack in Jesus' name, including the attacks coming from cyber crimes against the believers, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all the electronic demons in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Father. You told us to pray for those who despitefully use us, including those in positions of authority and power at various corporations who are trying to wield their authority to overturn the U.S. Constitution and telling people that, oh, they can't have the right to have voter ID in Georgia. Oh, no. And then what are the people doing? Are the people boycotting those companies? Did Delta have to cancel a lot of flights? Did Coke stop finding that so many people are buying their products because they were trying to support? Just like fascism, isn't that an amazing thing? Just like the corporations working with demonic powers in government. Isn't that interesting? But the people are fighting back, Father. The people are saying, no, I'm not going to buy your filthy products. You're supporting the devil and his agenda. We're not supporting you any longer. So we thank you, Father God, that the people are fighting back. Teach us all your servants and inspire many to do what you want, Father God, even those coming into the body of Christ, and deliver us from the crimes sent against the believers, Father God, that are being captured or tortured in any way, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we know Jesus has come to set the captives free because he said that in Luke, when he was referring to Isaiah. He was quoting Isaiah when he was given the scroll, and he just happened to open up the scroll right there in Luke 4:18. The Lord Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, that same Holy Ghost that raised him from the dead. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, amen, the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And we thank you for setting at liberty the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that has been bruised or put in captivity in Jesus' name. And you said, and the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, we give you praise and honor and glory as we look to you, Lord. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. As we look to you, Lord, we're all being changed. And the enemy sees us, and he has a hard time telling the difference between Sabrina and the Lord Jesus himself because of that anointing, because of that glory. We thank you, Father, for keeping the believers and delivering us from every attack, from cyber attacks, physical attacks, and particularly the Christians in China that have been thrown in prison and put in torture camps, Father God. We pray for our brothers and sisters in need, Father. We pray for them. We ask you to have mercy on them, Father God. You had mercy on the Christians that were cut up. Even when, was it Paul? I think it was Paul was put in prison, Father God. And the saints prayed around the clock for him. They prayed as best they knew how. But when he showed up at the door after the angel came and took him out of the prison, and the chains fall off from him, the gate opened all by itself, and he just kind of walked out, following, thought he was having a dream. But then I said, when the angel left, he said, oh, this is real. And we thank you for Rhoda. She said, hey, he's at the door. And they said, it can't be him. And he's in prison. He's got all those guards at the walls, the bars and everything. He can't possibly. No, it's him. He's right there. So we thank you. Increase our faith, Lord. Increase all of our faith, Lord. And we thank you for Rhoda. We thank you for her, Lord, telling them the truth, Father God. We thank you for Mary Magdalene telling them the truth. He's risen. He really is alive right now. Jesus, you're alive, and you're interceding for each of us right now. And we thank you for delivering us from the attacks coming from every attack, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, from the psychological attacks, not just against the Christians. Actually, it's global, all over the place. Because if people weren't wearing masks and trying to social distance, would anybody really know there was a pandemic? Is this just a psychological operation to cause people to be depressed and commit suicide? Is it real? Or is it, was the coronavirus patented and created so that it could bring out the so-called vaccine, which isn't a vaccine anyway, the gene-altering substance in Jesus' name? Was it that way, Lord? You know everything. I don't know anything. But you're teaching us little by little. We ask you to deliver us from every attack, whether it's from vaccine nonsense, whether it's from cyber crimes, in Jesus' name. And we ask you to deliver those in leadership, Father God, in the U.S. Congress, and grant them, if they can receive it, the gift of repentance to the acknowledging the truth that they've recovered themselves from the snare of the devil. Those who are like, what's his name, Hicks or something, it's been shown, that they're accusing him of being blackmailed. So they would try to accuse. And that, is anybody else in Congress ever been blackmailed? Anybody else in any position of authority ever been blackmailed? If you come out, we're going to tell you went to this little island where they do nasty things with children. Because we got it all on video, we'll show everybody. So you have to do what we tell you. Or the people that have been bought off, we'll give you $10 million if you just sell out. You just sell your soul to the devil. Is that worth it? Some people have been saying, hey, how come I didn't get my so many thousands of dollars from Biden? That's the only reason they voted for him. How come he's spending my money to go and bomb Syria? Some people are waking up. We thank you for waking up the body of Christ all over the earth. We ask you to wake up our leaders in Congress, Father God, that those that can save their souls will do so, Father, that they will call upon the name of the Lord and say, I repent. And they'll stand and say, yes, I did nasty things, but I repent of that, Father. Help them, Father. Help them. Grant them the gifts of repentance, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to bring conviction, Father God, according to John 16:8. Thank you for drawing each one to the Lord Jesus. It says, no man comes to the Lord Jesus, save you, draw them, in John 6:44. Thank you for giving those that can receive it to the Lord Jesus, Father God, in Jesus' name, according to John 6:39. We give you praise and honor and glory. And thank you for sending the proper labors to each and every one, Father, because you said if two of you on earth are good, searching anything you ask it, shall be done in my Father's name. I know many times we prayed according to Matthew 18:19, and we've seen tremendous answers to prayer because that's an absolute guarantee. Jesus said, if two of you on earth agree as touching anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father's name. We have to agree according to the word, but that says the Lord our God our Savior will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. You want everyone to be saved. So we thank you for hearing these prayers, Father God, and doing amazing, amazing work. And we also pray that you send the proper labors to each one, help each of us to be where you want, doing what you want. Help us to do what that sister was praying, even as Brother Bill agreed on the testimonies tonight. We give you praise for that, Father. And we pray that, as you asked us to, you said, pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, he will send forth labors into his harvest. We pray in agreement. According to Matthew 18:9, he sent forth your labors into your harvest. If some of us are your labors, anoint us afresh and send us where you want. Help us to be where you want, doing what you want. If you want to translate us, help us to be ready for that, Lord, because you did that before with Peter. Was it Peter? Anyway, no, I forget who it was right now. Philip, that's where it was, Philip the evangelist. He just, boop, there he was. He's speaking to Ethiopian eunuch, and the next time he was in another town altogether. We thank you, Lord, for the great work you've done through that one from the Ethiopian, the one at high level from that chariot. We thank you, Lord, for reaching the people in Ethiopia. You reach the people even in the U.S. Congress. You can reach the people all over the place, and you are no respecter of persons. Some people pretend to be no respecter of persons while they're trying to make big divisions, trying to bring about civil war and all the rest of it. Father, we ask you to wake them up, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you for your divine intervention concerning the weather warfare being used against Florida, trying to send floods and tornadoes, kind of using the SBX platform in the Gulf, similar to HAARP, and we ask for your divine intervention. I know Pat Holiday told us an amazing testimony when she went with Sabrina that time to Ghana, and they got in late or whatever it was. Of course, that long flight to get there across the big pond. And then they had the call to prayer, like they're having now with Ramadan, the call to prayer, 5 a.m. or whatever. They had big loudspeakers up on these turrets. And Pat Holiday was asking you, you know, their spirits of voice, they make up computer things. They make up electronic things. But the whole, Jesus, you have all power in heaven and earth. Can I ask you, Father, to send some demonic spirits of voice to break those things and keep them broken, keep the machines they're trying to use for the call to prayer perpetually broken? Yes, you can, he said to Jesus, he said to Pat. And so she did. And guess what God did? God the Father sent his word, and maybe his angels, whatever. But he sent the spirit of voice, and he broke that machine. We asked him to break the SBX kind of system or whatever they're using, all the systems that, like HAARP, that they're trying to control the weather and the atmosphere, trying to bring about harm, trying to aggravate things at the ring of fire around the Pacific and other areas. We ask you to deliver all the children from harm's way, not just in Florida, all over the globe, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver from every attack coming against the weather and the atmosphere, even as Al Gore very openly and publicly said, the weapons in the future will be controlling the weather. He said that. Very openly. And people say, well, they can't do that. Yeah, they can. Have they? Oh, yeah, they have. Did they steer the hurricane? For Katrina, that's why they could prophesy about it. From the demonic realm. This sanctuary is overcoming all these nasty things. And we give you praise and honor and glory for doing so in Jesus' name. Because Jesus tells us in Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, Matthew 16:18-19. And I say in these things that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We bind the electronic means and the other things that they're trying to use to fight the you'll kill them in the forest and against the residents and the saints in Florida to flood tornadoes and the life and the earth in Jesus' name. Whatever you bind on earth is perpetually bound in heaven. In Jesus' name. Jesus' mighty name, amen.